This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
You've heard it. You can't fight City Hall. But Oshkosh is proving to be a city where that's just not true. The outcome of two measures addressed by the Common Council on Tuesday night resulted from citizen input. First, the Common Council voted against adding a traffic signal light at the intersection of the driveway to Traeger Elementary and West 20th Avenue. The Oshkosh Area School District requested the light to address traffic concerns at Traeger Elementary that are expected to increase in the future. But Lisa Hobley took issue.
Idling cars, visual eyesore of a traffic light nearby can impact values of home.
Council member Jacob Flom didn't see the need for it either.
Personally, I think this is more of a solution looking for a problem. And with the business across the street and the home, I think there are better options for this.
On the other side of the spectrum, it was citizen input that resulted in a reduction of the speed limit on a portion of Witzel Avenue. Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
Had citizens not come to us on a Tuesday night and spoke to us, this wouldn't have changed, period. Because of the action, because of them coming to us and speaking to us, something did change.
The Common Council voted with the citizens' request to reduce the speed limit. The Winnebago County Board of Supervisors also approved the change for its portion of the street in September. Traffic near downtown Neenah will improve this weekend as South Commercial Street fully reopens to traffic today. The 1.5-mile stretch of South Commercial between Tyler and Stanley was closed in March for what officials called one of Neenah's historically largest street construction projects. They upsized storm sewers, replaced concrete pavement, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, traffic signals, and landscaping. Does Appleton, specifically College Avenue downtown, have a noise problem? A group of residents formed a group called Stop the Noise Appleton to address the issue of loud cars and motorcycles. The city announced last week that it would work with the group by increasing police patrols and enforcing noise ordinances. Stop the Noise Appleton is hosting a public forum on the noise issue at the Appleton Library on October 22nd. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated because they went onto benefits. How did Wisconsin end fiscal year 2025? Joanne Krulotz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund. The state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the Budget Stabilization Fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025, that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a United States address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state would enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. The high school football playoffs will be a bit different this year across Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. The new system, which was supported by nearly 90% of coaches before implementation, essentially rewards teams that win, and especially by defeating good teams. The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. You can see more information, including how the new system works, on the WIAA website.
Find more information at wifca.org. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit wiss.fm.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wiss.fm.